The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good afternoon. You're checking into Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron, the leader in internet media. And what a show that we have lined up for you today. From NBA Finals to NFL signings to a beautiful baseball game at a fight this past Tuesday. And it's me, Sheldon Hill. We got Ira in the building today.
What's up, y'all?
Well, let's kick it off with a little bit of basketball. Ira, did you check out Game 4 last night?
I checked out Game 4, Sheldon.
And what'd you think?
I thought Miami just dominated the whole game. You know, you had the big three stepping up as they needed to. This was definitely a must-win situation for the Heat.
Definitely.
And Wade, you know, 06.
06 flashback.
06 flash, he
Hello,
showed
flashback.
Up.
Flashback. I mean, and you, last night was, I don't want to say a record, but a playoff high for the big three, scoring 85, a combined total of 85 points, whereas San Antonio's big three only scored 40. And then, I don't want to call them the role player big three, but Kawhi Leonard, Gary Neal, and Danny Green didn't show up as what. As big as they were in Game 3. Because in Game 3, you obviously had Danny Green going 7 for 9 from three-point range, and then Gary Neal 6 for 10, where they had a record-shattering 16 threes in Game 3. And last night, they were 8 for 16.
Right.
You know, it's just inconsistency like crazy.
Inconsistency. That's probably going to be one of the biggest the catchphrases for this NBA final. You know, for the years to come, you know, you look at the Spurs, definitely, you know, they're an experienced team. They have a lot of experience. Obviously, the big three on their side, you know, Ginobili, Parker, and Duncan, they know what they're doing. It's just that inconsistency within their team to not be able to give it 100% day in and day out. Where if you look at the Heat, they're obviously a younger team.
If you're not
playing at your top level every night, you're going to get smashed. And that's what you saw last night.
That's very true. And you had Dwayne Wade, who everybody asked, are you hurt? What's hurting now? Are you fragile? And he's like, at this point of the year, everybody's hurt. Mm-hmm. And as he left his room last night, as he was talking to Stephen A., he said, it's about time. It's time for me to show up. And he did. You know,
and
you don't just gently drop 32 points. You don't cross Manhood and smash as well. It's just... it's one of those, like we said, inconsistency, that we're going to have to be able to look forward to in Game 5. Now, the Game 5 winner wins about 7 out of the 10 series that have gone that long, that have gone that distance, that have gone the distance since the 2-3-2 format has been put in place. Right. I'm sticking with my gut feeling, like I started with. I said Miami in 6, and if Miami can continue to play the way they're playing, I don't see why that's going to change.
Well, all statistics aside, since the Heat won last night, they're guaranteed to go back to Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they lose or win this next game, they're going to play the last two games in Miami. They're going to play them at home in front of a sold-out crowd, cheering fans, you know, the big three versus the big three.
Yeah, and it's going to be, I'm going to call it a classic series.
I mean,
it's one of those, let me show up tonight. Who's going to take over tonight? The Spurs have pretty much taken turns with who's going to show up. You had Parker in Game 1. You have Duncan, who's probably the only consistent thing about these finals. You had Danny Green and Gary Neal in Game 3. And then last night you had LeBron and Dwayne and Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh had a double-double of 20 and 14. Where has that been this entire year?
Exactly, and I don't know what Ginobili's doing.
Ginobili played about as much as I played in the NBA Finals last night, so to speak. And Tiago Splitter as well. What is he?
Tiago Splitter. You know, I was really surprised last night. I thought he was going to show up. I thought he was going to be at least one of the more consistent players on the Spurs team.
And what's funny about Tiago Splitter is I don't know if his feelings are still hurt from LeBron. Just I don't even
rejecting
know how to,
him.
That's worse than me at prom with rejection. That was ridiculous. And last night, 2 seconds into the game, turnover, backcourt violation. 47 seconds into the game, he's on the bench. He's not even in foul trouble. He's just making dumb decisions and not playing smart basketball.
That's what it's going to come down to.
I think Matt Bonner should be able to step in and fill that role. But Popovich knows what he's doing. He's got 4 or 5 rings. Mm-hmm. Spoelstra is just there. I mean, you can't coach LeBron. LeBron coaches you kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to Sunday night. I'll definitely be watching that. But with our show being Planet Gridiron, let's go ahead and get into the good stuff.
Let's move on.
Let's move on, since we already know which way this basketball series is going. This past week, we had the privilege of visiting the Cardinals Fan Fest, where it's a free event for fans to come get a fresh look at the Cardinals and what they're doing. You got a couple new faces, whether it's from the draft or free agency. And in my book, I think the Cardinals look pretty good.
They do.
I really thought they looked pretty good. There wasn't any contact, but you were able to see speed. You were able to see a couple drills here and there. You're able to see Carson throwing a number 11, which is going to be exciting for Cardinals fans.
Definitely.
I think Carson Palmer has kind of gone back in his book, and he looked, what I saw, he looked like he was back at USC.
Carson Palmer, he looked really good. Now, I don't know how many of you guys in out there have went to the Fan Fest this last week, but Carson Palmer, he really surprised me. I went in there. I'm thinking, he's old. You know, he's washed up. He's gonna throw interceptions and all that. No, he threw it 60 yards down the field, 70 yards down to Larry, down to Andre Roberts, to what's the Doucette. I mean, he's looking really good. Now, obviously, there wasn't any contact, and you couldn't hit, and there wasn't,
And a couple of those balls shouldn't have been thrown because he would have been sacked. But all negative aspect aside, they still looked good. And out of the backfield, you had Rashard Mendenhall, who they picked up out of free agency coming from Pittsburgh. He looked good.
That was a smart decision on the Cardinals' part to get Rashard Mendenhall.
I think it's one of those, obviously, that bitterness, that sour taste you have in your mouth after you lose a Super Bowl. I'm sure that's not there anymore. But Rashard brings that Super Bowl winning mentality to Arizona.
Right.
He brings that mentality to the backfield where every time I touch the ball, I'm going to score.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get you 12 yards here, 18 yards here, 6 yards here, but I'm going to score.
Right.
And with Carson and Larry, that marriage there is something exciting. It's a new era here in Arizona with Bruce Arians at the helm, and he looked fresh.
Bruce Arians looks ready to go.
He's tired of OTAs. He wants to skip July and just get into it. Get into the good stuff. If I could speak for him, he'd bypass the preseason and just get into the games.
That's exactly how I would feel. But, however, you got to look at the bigger picture. Yes, the Cardinals do have a lot of talent on their team, or so it looks like so far. But you got to look where they're playing. They're playing in the NFC West against San Francisco, Seattle, and the Rams, which are coming up also.
Rams are looking pretty good, yeah. And since we're on the subject of the Rams have signed all of their draft picks, including Tavon Austin. But in the NFC West, it's going to be a very tough year. It's one of the tougher divisions, that's for sure, with Russell Wilson out there in Seattle. And Tarvarius Jackson actually just signed there 2 days ago. And what's funny about that is he used to play there. He used to be a captain, the starting quarterback for Seattle. Now he's holding the clipboard. So he's out there. He brings that mentality of he knows how to win, for sure. He knows how to win. And he's going to be able to show Russell Wilson the ropes as a veteran. Not as a starting quarterback, but as a veteran, because obviously Russell's not going to lose his job unless he gets injured. But in the NFC West, you've got – we'll go ahead and talk about the 49ers later on in the show, but the Rams, for one, they're a scary matchup now. You've got Jeff Fisher out there who obviously knows what he's doing. Not Jeff Fisher. It is. I'm sorry.
Jeff Fisher, the coach.
I was thinking – I thought he was back in Tennessee for a second. But now that he's there, he definitely knows how to win. And he knows how to put guys in position to get the job done.
Yeah.
And with Tavon Austin being your slot receiver, being your punt, or even kick returner, you got him matched up with Sam Bradford. These are weapons. St. Louis has weapons.
Definitely.
Seattle has weapons. We ain't even got to talk about San Francisco and their weapons.
Let's put San Francisco aside for a second.
Yeah.
Seattle, St. Louis, they have weapons. You put Tavon Austin anywhere on the field, he's gonna score.
Yeah.
You know,
no matter where you put him, that's a scary matchup because you can't put an outside linebacker matched up with Tavon Austin.
No.
There's no way. You put a corner on him, you've got a little bit of size, you know, better size matchup, but he's just too quick. Because as corners, you're taught back pedal, then play the run. So if you're dropping back and Tavon Austin cuts in front of you, you got to play up to that. But he's too fast for you to come up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those.
We'll see moments.
Yep.
Now, obviously, in the Cardinals' defense, you got one of the most notable picks in the draft. You got Honey Badger.
And you know what surprised me is Honey Badger, or Tyrann Mathieu, so to speak, he wants to drop that name. He didn't play as much as I thought he would. He says he's working. You know, I follow him on Twitter and on Instagram, and he says he's always working, always doing this, always doing that. But he didn't show up like I thought he would. You know, I watch his game from back when he was at LSU, and a lot of times he did pretty good.
A lot of times.
he did okay every once in a while. And it's one of those things where, why isn't he playing more? Now, maybe it's just because of contact. Mm-hmm. And a lot of these – Bruce Arians just wants to see a lot of these guys and what they have. Or it's one of those, what's going to happen with, you know, when pads come on? Is he actually going to even show up or even be there?
I think Patrick Peterson will lay it all out for him. You know, obviously now, like I said, they don't have pads. They don't want to go too hard and, you know, maybe pull the muscle or get hurt, you know, have some sort of freak injury that will leave him out for the rest of the season. So I think right now it's so too early to say he's not showing up and he's not playing well. Obviously, Tyrann Mathieu, no matter what, he's going to get some playing time.
He's an athlete.
In the preseason, the regular season, or maybe, who knows, you know, the postseason.
Knock on wood.
If he shows up, then he'll show up. And you will know once he shows up.
Yeah, this is true. And when he shows up, I wouldn't mind hearing his name called a couple times a game, if not Rookie of the Week or Player of the Week.
Definitely.
I mean, you won't get Rookie of the Year, of course, but who knows?
Who knows?
And maybe Bruce Arians has something up his sleeve. You put him on the offensive side of the ball. Put him in the slot. Have him run a couple routes next to Larry.
Yeah.
You know, have him run a couple, like a reverse with Rashard Mendenhall. And that's going to be something where you can't predict where it's going to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those just athlete aspects of football where whatever happens, happens. And you got to figure out on the field. You can't game plan for that kind of stuff.
No, you just can't.
It's something that you've got to be a smart athlete about, be a smart professional football player about. Get out there on the field and be ready for it. Because no matter what, you still got to play the game.
Yeah.
And that's what the games are meant for. But let's go ahead and go to a break. And when we come back, find out what major name has signed a 2-year contract to play alongside one of the greatest arms to ever step on the gridiron. That's next on Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron.
Mic check, 1-2. Can y'all hear me out there? Let's go. Let's eat it pop. Let's eat it pop. I'm all in. I've been in the kitchen.
We some hard hitters, we some hard hitters.
Hard Hitting Radio is a new kind of sports and entertainment show. Your hosts are NFL veterans Mark McMillan and co-host Byron Evans. It's an hour of hater-free radio every week. You'll hear interviews with top athletes, celebrities, coaches, and fans. It's humor, hits, and conversation. Hard Hitting Radio is on with McMillan and Evans. Listen Fridays at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Network.
Want to experience football from the perspective of two former players who also have coaching experience? Tune in to Sports Info UM with Daryl Oliver and Sam Sword. We'll talk about the drafts, play-by-play, and even what's happening in the offseason. Daryl and Sam have the connections and the knowledge to bring you the inside stories of the game's past, present, and future. We'll cover the camps, on and off field, and everything else, football and beyond. Sports Info UM is heard Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America America Sports.
And we're back here on Voice America Sports. And those of you listening in who have an opinion on anything we've discussed today, or even an idea of how you think this football season will go, our number is 888-346-9144. And when we started off the show, we were telling you about different sports and what's going on. Well, this past week, there was something very interesting happened in the sport of baseball, or you could call it MMA if you want. But the Dodgers and Diamondbacks got into a little scuffle the other day.
A minor little bicker.
little playground fight. But it's something definitely to talk about, because you have, in baseball, you have guys getting hit by pitch intentionally, unintentionally. Sometimes they get hurt, sometimes they don't. And you storm the mound, which is, I won't say it's frowned upon. It's almost wanted from some guys who, you know, watch sports. And in football, you have injuries all the time because of the violent hits. Basketball, you have, in Kevin Ware's case, a broken leg or sprained ankles. You know, freak injuries like this. But in baseball, when you storm the mound and your bench is clear, it's something to be careful with, because Zach Greinke, who was involved with this fight the other night, broke his collarbone the last time he was rushed on the mound.
Mm-hmm.
And in all seriousness, this was not just a fight. This was not a brawl. This was something to be mindful of as the season goes on.
Oh, no, let's be clear. This wasn't just a fight. This was an all-out brawl. I mean, the team cleared the benches. Everybody was involved.
Oh, yeah, and the league is still analyzing who's in it, who's not, because every time you watch this tape, you see something different. You see somebody else is in.
Right.
I think his name is pronounced Puig, one of the freshest guys in the league who's killing it right now.
Yeah.
He was involved because he was hit in the face with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and he was blessed to not have shattered his face or anything. But Zach Greinke gets hit in the back, and that's what really ensues it all.
Right.
But in the league, it kind of goes back and forth. You hit my guy, I'm going to come back and hit your guy, it's settled. But this went on about three or four times, and you would think at this point, you guys are grown men, get over it, you're going to get hit.
Yeah.
I understand it's intentional. Take your base, let's play the game.
You know, when Ian Kennedy hit Zach Greinke on that one pitch that set it all off, you had to think that Don Mattingly was up. He knew that something was going to happen.
You have to know.
Because of what happened in the last two innings. You know, you would have to think that Ian Kennedy was going to do something retaliatory or something that would just make them so mad that ultimately caused this great brawl.
And I understand you're there to protect your guys. You know, sports forms a brotherhood, and you're there to protect your fellow brothers. But you got to think for yourself at times, too. You're still a professional athlete. Do you want to play? Is it worth it? I mean, in my book, if I'm a pitcher and I notice that my teammates are getting hit, okay, I'm going to go high on you a couple of times and so you understand, I realize what you're doing. But I'm not going to hit you intentionally, because then I'm going to get suspended, like in Ian Kennedy's case, he got 10 games, which I don't think is enough, but we'll get to that in a second. It's the fact that grow up. You're going to get hit.
Right.
I mean, sometimes it is unintentional, mm-hmm. and, you know, you take your base or whatever. But you got to realize, baseballs are not soft. You know, this leather is packed in there pretty tight.
And pitches are not slow.
Exactly. Whether it's a 95-mile-an-hour fastball or an 82-mile-an-hour changeup, it's still going to hurt coming from 90 feet
and
away.
And even for the best pitcher, there's always that one incident where you just didn't get it off right, or there wasn't that right spin, and it would go
exactly.
Go
and
all
the ball
over the
just
place.
Carries.
And you're talking about suspensions. And all eight members of the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers were suspended. And Don Mattingly and Kirk Gibson both got one-game bans.
And
that's it.
In my book, Ian Kennedy as a pitcher, okay, he suspended 10 games. But is he really suspended 10 games? 10 scheduled games? Or the fact that the team has 10 games? Because he's on a 5-day rest as a pitcher. So say his suspension started today and he played tomorrow. So he misses tomorrow. A couple games go by. His next start comes up. He misses that. That's his suspension. But then you take into the account the money issue and that he's going to miss a couple game checks. So what?
Yeah.
You know, you got to drop the hammer and let these guys know that I'm not going to stand for this. But Tilly needs to say, I'm not going to stand for this. I understand you're upset, but play the game of baseball the way it's supposed to be played. And that goes for A-Rod and Ryan Braun with their 100-game suspensions for HGH.
You know?
I mean, don't suspend him for 10 games. Suspend him for 10 starts. Let him realize that he – make him put him in timeout and have him think about what he did wrong, so to speak.
Exactly.
You know, you got to treat – sometimes you got to treat grown adults as children so they understand the severity of their problem.
Yeah.
Because what kind of message are you sending to kids?
Yeah, and you look – I mean – if in the MLB, you think, okay, you're hitting the pitches intentionally because someone on my team got hit. Then you see these little kids in the games throwing pitches at the players just left and right because they think it's okay.
Exactly.
You know, and that's really not a good message to send to them. And, you know, they grow up and they think that it's okay. And then you have a new wave of professionals in the league throwing pitches at players because they felt like it or they wanted to get revenge.
And you take all the major sports, and in NBA you have NBA Cares, who says they're there for kids, and they go read with kids. These players aren't going because they want to. They're going because it's under the NBA and what they're told to do. So they go, they put a smile on, they go with the team, do what they have to do. In NFL, you have the Play 60.
The Play 60 thing.
And all these guys are coming out with commercials. Yes, they're funny, but do they truly want to be there? Are they truly there for the kids? They obviously know that the kids are looking up to them. And these kids, some of them are their role models, whether they're 6, 16, or 36. They're still professional athletes doing things that some of us wish we can do. So I think that sometimes the severity of your punishment needs to, you know, be a little harsh.
Yeah.
You know, because you're going to treat your kids that way because you love them. When you punish your kids, you say, I'm doing this because I love you, and I don't want you to do this again. So, Ian Kennedy, I can't say personally, but as a Diamondback Nation would say, we love you, so we're going to punish you so you realize what you did wrong and it's not necessary.
And at the end of the day, that's probably what would have to happen.
I mean, and it's sad, but it's true. I mean, steroids is something that are a recurring event, and 100 games I feel is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to miss three quarters of the season.
What, 80% of the entire season?
Yeah.
Maybe even more?
If not more, you're right. And it's something that, you know, I think you take Bud Selig, Roger Goodell, and the other owners, so to speak, or commissioners of the league, and have them sit down and say, what could we do as guys who run the league? What can we do better to set a better example for the kids that are coming up in the game? Because we all look up to these guys. We all do. I don't care how old you are.
Well, they're influential figures in a city or in the nation for America.
Not the world.
Exactly. I mean, Michael Jordan, he was an icon around the world in the 90s. Even now, I mean, you have shoes, shirts, hats, you know, all this memorabilia aimed at one person just because he played basketball good.
Yeah.
And you look at the little kids who try to play like Jordan, try to shoot like Jordan, try to talk like Jordan, walk like him.
Like our little brother Preston.
Like Preston Hill.
Curry. Every night we have a little basketball game, me and him. Curry.
Exactly.
You know, working on his shot because that's what he wants to do. And that's, you know, he enjoys doing that. And something, since we're on the subject of Preston, something he enjoys more than life itself is the game of football.
And something this boy can get down on some football.
He'll talk your ear off with football. I mean, from, you know, being a Cardinals fan to being a Raiders fan to who's going to win a Super Bowl to, oh, yeah, this guy should do this.
Oh, you heard him last week. He was on here. What? Raiders. The Raiders are going to win.
And he knows. And he was at FanFest as well, and he had a fabulous time. He had so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, we went home, and he was like, did you see this? Did you see that? Oh, I can't believe so-and-so did this. And this past week, when Tebow signed with New England, he was all over it.
Oh yeah,
he was all over it. He was like, "What's Tebow gonna do? Do you think it's a good pickup? Why did they do it?"
Well, what do you think? Do you think it's a good pickup?
I think so.
You do?
I do, because you take Tom Brady and Ryan Mallett, who will probably be the starter in the next year or two, or 2 years, I should say, because Brady's got at least a year left.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good time for Tebow to grow.
Oh, yeah.
Because
obviously, he's not going to start this next season.
Tebow has signed 2 years. Let me rephrase. 2 years, no guaranteed money. Mm-hmm. Okay. But look at Aaron Rodgers, what he did with Brett Favre.
Yeah.
He held a clipboard for years.
Yeah.
Studied after Brett Favre. Learned from Brett Favre. And did his job behind Brett Favre. Brett Favre retires 17 different times. Aaron Rodgers comes in and dominates.
You know, and actually, Brett Favre was quoted saying that Aaron Rodgers will break records.
Oh,
he will shatter records.
I don't doubt it. I think Aaron Rodgers is on his way to the top if he's not already at the top. And Tebow's going to be the same way. Now, understand this, though. His mechanics are clearly different than Brady.
Yeah.
The body size, the body build is clearly
it's different.
But it's the fact that the job will still get done.
Right.
And he brings a different aspect to the game. Excuse me. A different aspect to the game that Brady doesn't have. And that's being able to run the ball.
Yeah.
And that's something that the Patriots are going to need here within the next few years. Because the era of Belichick and Brady is going to die.
Yeah. And as this trend catches on where the quarterback has to run as well as throw. You know, Kaepernick. You know, you got RG3. You know, a bunch of other quarterbacks who are running. That new era is coming along. And, you know, quarterbacks are going to almost be demanded to run the ball.
And we clearly know that Brady is the face of the franchise. Whether it's now, past, when you think Patriots of the past, you think Brady.
Right.
When you think Patriots of the future, you still think Brady. Because some of these athletes you don't think are ever going to retire, which is unfortunate, but true, they will retire. But what kind of drive does Tebow bring to the franchise?
Well, obviously, Tebow has heart, you know.
Yeah.
After being cut so many times and re-signed and cut, you know, he obviously has that sort of fire in him, willing to play, willing to work. You know, and I think eventually that kind of work ethic and that kind of desire to just play good football will rub off on some of the players. You know, he's obviously a leader. He proved that when he played at Florida.
Uh-huh. But will Tebow see the field this year?
That's a very good question because, like you said, Tom Brady is the starter no matter what. Mm-hmm. I don't like hearing all these comments about Tebow saying, oh, we'll put him in at tight end or, you know, put him at fullback or different position. Tebow is not a fullback. Tebow is not a tight end. Tebow is a quarterback. You can't just live your whole life training on one specific position.
Yeah.
Just to go in the league and play a different one. You know, that's not how it works.
And Tebow might see the field. He might not. But it's the fact that he's going to be there and he's going to work.
He will work
his tail off day in, day out.
He's going to push Brady. He's going to push the other quarterback.
It's guaranteed Tebow doesn't want to be on the bench.
Man.
I mean, as men, we don't want to take a second seat, take the back row seat. We want to take that first seat.
Right.
So we're going to work.
And there's definitely that thought of competition. And, you know, through competition comes greatness.
And Brady's no stranger to competition.
Oh, no.
I mean, years ago, Brady and Manning, AFC Championship games.
You look at that, and, you know, we might have to go to break soon, but we'll catch up a little bit more on this on the other side of the break. But what do you think are the implications of Wes Welker going to Brady's former rival, or still rival, over to Denver?
I mean, we won't necessarily call it a rivalry, but we can call it a good matchup.
It's a very good matchup.
And why don't we go to break real quick? But when we come back, we'll break down the NFL and what teams have a shot at postseason glory with all these offseason acquisitions. That's next here on Voice America Sports.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
Aye,
I'm starting bigger, faster, and stronger, and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives!
What if there was a program that brought the best in sports and the best of entertainment together in one place? It can be done. And Darnell Autry proves it every week on Outside the Spotlight. In this program, athletes and artists come together to share their success stories, hobbies, professional projects, and more that will interest not only the sports fan, but fans of entertainment and other human interest stories. If you have something you want to ask your favorite athlete or entertainer, listen for Outside the Spotlight, Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, on Voice America Sports.
Internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Welcome back to Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron. Feel free to call in 888-346-9144, where all we do is talk football, baby. And right now, we're going to get into it real quick with a bunch of guys, whether they've been drafted or free agency, have signed with teams, and a lot of guys are still free agents as of now, which is very surprising. All right, check this out.
So,
as of Thursday night, free agent running backs left in the league, we have Willis McGahee, who's just been released by the Broncos. You have Michael Turner, who was released by the Falcons, which is a very interesting story. Beanie Wells, Cedric Benson, and Brandon Jacobs. Now, you take these five guys.
That's a very strong
You take these
list.
Five guys, and I see Pro Bowl talent across the board.
Well, especially with Brandon Jacobs.
This guy's got rings.
You know?
This guy puts in work. I don't understand why he wasn't used more in San Francisco. Whether it's health or age, this guy can still go to work.
He can still work. We obviously the Cardinals can't get him. We got Mendenhall. But Beanie Wells... Let's leave him alone. But you got
Beanie Wells is on his own little island, so we'll put him up on the show.
So who are the other four?
We have Willis McGahee, mm-hmm. Cedric Benson, Michael Turner, and Brandon Jacobs.
Michael Turner alone. You see what he's done in Atlanta. He has strong legs. He can run through guys.
This guy carries the pile. And when he was released, I was in shock. I'm thinking to myself, what is going on with Atlanta? What are they thinking? I mean, obviously, Tony Gonzalez was going to retire, didn't retire, came back. You've got Matt Ryan, who is a straight monster on the field.
Mm-hmm.
But with the fact that they released Michael Turner, but picked up Steven Jackson, though. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that. But I'd still take Michael Turner.
You know, and obviously there is age that comes along with life. And, you can't play forever. And these guys, obviously, they're not the youngest guys. There are some new running backs that came in this year and last year who, maybe they are more physically talented or more physically able than these guys. But, they have that experience and they have that, they can still do it. And I think it would just be great for any team to take one of these guys just to teach the running back that they currently have. Whether it's, how to run, how to not fumble the ball, how to run through somebody.
And wherever they go, it's going to be a pickup for that team. Because
definitely.
I guarantee you, whoever picks up Beanie Wells has a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Beanie Wells is going to come out saying, okay, you don't want me? Let me show you what you're missing out on. Same with Michael Turner. You're one play away from going to the Super Bowl. One play away.
Yeah.
And if they make that play, Michael Turner wins the ring.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know. I won't say wins a ring, but he'll be one of the best teams in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And he stays in Atlanta for another 3-4 years.
Yeah.
But Willis McGahee is probably the biggest shocker of them all. You got Denver, who's picked up Wes Welker.
Yeah.
They've got a Hall of Famer in Peyton Manning. I lost my train of thought. Wes Welker's there now. And that's probably the bottom line.
Wes Welker, Peyton Manning. That's it.
that's all I got to say. Oh, Demaryius Thomas. That's where I was headed with that. Sorry.
There you go.
Excuse me. Demaryius Thomas. those you got. You put Demaryius Thomas as your extra
and Eric
receiver.
Decker.
Eric Decker. You put Eric Decker in your slot.
Yes.
You've got matchups across the field where, unfortunately, the Raiders can't match up with you. The Chiefs definitely can't. And Matt Tateo and San Diego Chargers defense won't do anything. So the Broncos are going to just run through the AFC West next year.
They're going to win the division.
If they don't sweep the AFC West, I will be surprised. And that's coming from a non-biased Raider fan standpoint.
Well, I mean, you look at the, I guess, just sheer lack of talent in the AFC West, or the lack of, should I say, interestingness. I want to make up a word.
If that's
then.
A word.
You know, you look at that aspect of the AFC West. I mean, Denver's just heads and shoulders above everybody else.
Yeah.
I mean, the Raiders, the Chiefs, the Chargers.
The entire AFC as a whole.
Even, you know, you got Manti Te'o in San Diego. I don't even think he can stop what's going to come with the Broncos.
He has no idea.
If he will start this next season.
Yeah. And, you know, speaking of, you know, free agency pickups and where we're going with slot receivers, Danny Amendola has taken Wes Welker's place in New England.
Yeah.
Which is going to be interesting because now you've got Hernandez and Gronk, if they're healthy enough.
Mm-hmm.
Wes Welker is gone, but you've got Tebow and Amendola now in New England.
Yeah.
You've got Laurent Landry and Le'Veon Bell, who have signed in Pittsburgh. Barkley signed in Philly. Tarvaris Jackson is back in Seattle. Ahmad Bradshaw is in Indianapolis. I mean, you got different guys, different big-name guys going places.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter whether it's AFC or NFC. The conferences are all building up strength in positions.
Yeah,
The numbers. I mean, whether it's through the draft or not, these managers are putting together good off-seasons. And obviously, every year, each team thinks, we had a good offseason.
Mm-hmm.
We got better this year.
Well, like we said in the beginning, the Cardinals, even they said we have a good you know, team, string of talent in our team. We have a good offseason. We're going to have a good offseason. We're going to go in and we're going to, you know, dominate. Be a contender in the NFC West.
Because when you
That's
set
what
the
every
bar
team
high,
hopes to do.
When you set the bar high, you get goals. Because I remember when I was in high school, we all said Valley. We won a Valley championship because in California you got to win Valley before you can go to state, and that was our goal every day at practice is did we get better
mm-hmm.
in film? Did we get better? I mean, coaches said is that Valley championship work? And we said no, coach. Okay, let's get it done again.
Right.
So if that's a mentality of a 16-year-old male playing high school football, what's the mentality of a professional 28-year-old guy playing in the NFL?
Who's getting paid
to do
what he's doing.
And knows if he does a really good job, he's going to get really good money.
Yeah.
You know, you take, let's take all what we said and put that down for a second, and let's go ahead and take the NFC East. And let's go ahead and start with the Eagles, and we've mentioned Barkley. Barkley has signed a 4-year deal, but it doesn't look like he signed a deal like he would have signed a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he would have got more money. That's probably the biggest name out of Philly in the past month. You've got Chip Kelly and Michael Vick who are working together.
Yeah.
And you've got DeSean Jackson as well. So there's a lot of speed to run Chip Kelly's offense.
There is a lot. I said this a few weeks ago for Chip Kelly. There's no better place for him to go and test out his new system that he had from Oregon than the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
Because he had Michael Vick, probably one of the best, if not the best, play-action quarterbacks in the league.
And then in Dallas, not much news, but you got Tony Romo.
Okay.
And that's about as much as we need to talk about.
All right, what else?
And the Giants. Quiet offseason.
Victor
Cruz just signed a 1-year deal, I believe, within the last hour. But it's the fact that they don't do much talking. They just work.
That's
they pick
all they
up
do.
Guys. They just work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the final team out the NFC East, you have the Redskins. RG3 is somewhat healthy, maybe 85-90. He's on the field.
Right.
But they picked up two weapons, and this is very interesting. Devery Henderson out of New Orleans is now in Washington. And Dante Stallworth is there as well. You've got two veteran guys. You've got Devery Henderson, who won a ring with Drew Brees, who knows what it takes to win.
Yeah.
Who brings that NFC competition from the South to the East Coast. The Redskins are going to be a force to be reckoned with.
And, you know, this is one of those situations where I have to say, let's wait and see. Obviously, we don't know if RG3 is 100% healthy. And even if he wasn't 100%, he's good enough to where his 90% could win you games.
His 60% will win the NFC East.
His 60% would beat the AFC West all alone.
His 10% would be there. But anyway.
I mean, you know, it's one of those situations I just like to wait it out. Obviously, we have to wait till the preseason to see if he's ready to play.
Yeah.
He said he wants to be ready to play for
But he won't risk his career day. For game one. So, and I don't blame him.
I don't blame him either. I mean, he wants to keep playing. You know, so, you know, let's just wait and see.
And it's going to be a waiting game at this point. I mean, OTAs are wrapping up. You know, we're going into this break where guys get their time with their families. Yeah. You know, they work on their own. And they come back at the end of July and they get it popping. And it's something that we need to be mindful of these next few weeks, because that's about a month away.
Yeah.
Football, ladies and gentlemen, football is not that far away. The good stuff.
The good stuff, you know, the meat and potatoes.
You know, we got the basketball championships going on. We got hockey. And I love both those sports, don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That I love to see teams win and guys work for it. You know, we got baseball, which
Speaking of hockey, who won last night?
The Blackhawks won, I believe.
Blackhawks won?
The Blackhawks are up 1-0.
Okay, cool.
You know, baseball for me is just too long. But to see this drive and this work ethic that football brings, especially with the lockout a few years ago, it's going to be a very fun year for any level.
I expect
any
it to
level
be,
of football.
Oh, yeah.
Is going to be exciting.
I expect it to be very, very, very competitive and very interesting
from
to watch.
From last year to this year, last year you have Luck, Wilson, and RG3,
mm-hmm.
and what they brought to the table and how exciting that was. And you've got from 2 years ago, Kaepernick, who set the bench. Then this past year, Texas team to the Super Bowl. What's he going to do this next year?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you've got this draft with Geno Smith, Matt Tarteo, Tyrann Mathieu, Luke Jokel.
Big names.
Huge names that are now in the NFL. And I think from the ground up, you know, kids love football. They're ready to play it. They're ready to watch it.
Yeah.
High school. Go win state, guys. Go hard.
Yeah.
You know, get it done. Even at the JC level, these guys are working.
It's that, like we said earlier in the show, you know, that kind of iconic role or that grown-up figure that these professionals have. If they prove that they have a hard work ethic, mm-hmm. they prove that they want to get it done. Yeah. They want to go to the championship. They want to win.
And at the NCAA level, it's national championships.
Definitely.
And I think it's this year, if not next year, that playoffs have been introduced
mm-hmm.
to the postseason for NCAA. And it's something that is going to be amazing to watch, to see these guys work, because they have something to prove. They're not getting paid. Jadeveon Clowney out of South Carolina, he's going number one next year for sure. I can promise you that. You know, mm-hmm. it's exciting to see how these guys are going to work and what they're going to do to win a national title. And then in the NFL, and we'll get to the subject when we come back after the break, but who takes the Super Bowl? That's next, only on Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Get ahead in business and life. Read Getting It Done, 1,000 of the Best-Kept Secrets for Success in Business and Life by John Capozzi. Learn how John, a successful Connecticut businessman, obtained 13 corporate promotions in 13 years. This book makes a fantastic gift for anyone who wants to get ahead in business. Voice America will donate a portion of every copy sold to the USO. Visit GettingItDone.com and enter promo code VA1234 at checkout to get a 10% discount. That's GettingItDone.com, promo code VA1234 for a 10% discount today.
Hey, son, why so down?
Well, gee golly, Dad, Coach doesn't let me play. I'm always on the sidelines, and I can't seem to make any friends. I don't know what to do anymore.
Well, here, son, why don't you try some of these PlanetGridiron.com pills? It says right here on the label, they'll get you bigger, faster, and stronger. They'll even get you friends.
Wow, thanks, Pop. You're swell.
Wow, Dad. This stuff really works.
I'm starting, bigger, faster, and stronger,
and everybody loves me.
PlanetGridiron.com is not a pill and cannot make you bigger, faster, or stronger. It is a website dedicated to players, coaches, and fans engineered to get you better on the field and beyond. PlanetGridiron.com.
Where football lives.
This week on The Revolution with Jim and Trav, that's presented to you by Outdoor Channel.
On this week's program, we'll have Gary Hamby from Deer Dirt and outdoor writer Scott Bestial, and he'll tell us how to use chainsaws for deer management.
Hey, we also have another outdoor writer, David Hart, and Brent Eaton with Polaris. Hello, Polaris.
When we talk about food plots and deer management.
And as always, it's brought to you by Outdoor Channel and Ram Trucks.
Wednesdays at 1 Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Welcome back to Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron. Here we are, one more segment to go. For those of you listening in, feel free to call us 888-346-9144. Don't all call at the same time, but we will be here. Before we go ahead and get on out of here, let's step away from the gridiron for 2 seconds and acknowledge greatness. Because here we are at Planet Gridiron. We love to acknowledge greatness. And I'm referring to Jason Kidd becoming the head coach of the Brooklyn.
Jason Kidd. Well, I mean, the sweat from his jersey isn't even dry yet, and he's already a head coach. This just goes to show you how great his connections are.
I won't even call it connections. I mean, I'm going to call it talent.
I think this is one of those situations where, like, yeah, you can be talented, but you have to know somebody to get a job like that that quick.
I had a friend, I'll just say that for now. I had a friend who told me a couple years ago, those who can, play. Those who can't, coach.
They coach.
But let's take Jason Kidd, for example. This cat
can play the game.
This cat can play. And I think it's the fact that he brought something to Brooklyn. He's bringing something to Brooklyn that hasn't been seen before. Yeah. Darren Williams is going to look up to this guy from a point guard aspect because he pretty much grew up watching Jason Kidd because this guy's old as dirt. Mm-hmm. You know, Jason Kidd has been around for forever. But Jason did things on the court that some kids now, have never seen before. The kind of facilitating that he does, you know, retiring – being number two in assists has never been seen before.
Right.
Nobody drops dimes the way Jason Kidd does, which leads me to believe if he can do it, if he can go ahead and transition from, I'm going to play the game of basketball, the game I love, I'm going to retire, and 37 seconds later, I'm going to be the head coach of this team.
Yeah.
What professional football player do you think can do that?
Well, none. But I think, you know, I don't know much about Jason Kidd. Obviously, I've watched him play a couple times on for the Nets. But I'm a little skeptical, and I don't want to be negative about it because I'm sure he'll do great. He'll do his best. But, you can't just go straight from playing and being a coach just because
it always seems impossible until it's done.
Just because, oh, I know how to dribble the ball. Oh, I know how to shoot a basket. Let me coach that. Or, David Lee Roth, who replaced Howard Stern, he got a show. He was on Howard Stern's show a couple times. Yeah, he was on radio a couple times. He was never a host, though. You know, I mean, this you got to know at least what you're doing. And I don't know Jason Kidd. I don't know what he thinks.
Let me go ahead and educate you real quick. Jason Kidd is awesome. Hands down. From Phoenix to Brooklyn, from Phoenix to New Jersey, whatever, you know, the work that he did is amazing because the point guard is the quarterback of the court. He brings an aspect and a mentality of, this is what we're going to do. This is how it's going to be done. This is how it's going to get done. And that's why I think Jason Kidd is going to prosper as a head coach. And I think in the NFL, Ray Lewis has that ability, but he's choosing not to do it to watch his kids grow up. Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, I would even say Josh Freeman, have the ability to come up and coach right after they retire. Now, granted, I'm sure they won't do that because football is a grueling sport and it's 10, 11 months of your life every year. And it's not something that guys want to – so when they retire, they want to get away from the game, because guaranteed coaching and being on the sidelines with the headset is much harder than being on the field and putting a lick on somebody day in and day out.
Right.
And it's going to be a congratulations to Jason. Do you think?
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Good for him.
Congratulations. But before the break, we're, you know, breaking down different guys who've signed and different guys who are still free agents. But let's go ahead and talk Super Bowl real quick, because it's never too early to talk Super Bowl.
Too far ahead.
It's never too early to talk Super Bowl, because I guarantee you, after the Ravens won back on February 3rd, somebody was talking February 4th, they won't repeat next year. Ray Lewis is retiring. A month later, Ed Reed's gone. Okay. You have Terrell Suggs now. You have the ability to pick up Manti Te'o late April. You don't do it. Okay, so what's next for the Ravens?
The Ravens roster is all gone. Joe Flacco is the only player on the team now at this point.
In my book, you've got Joe Flacco, who signs a record-shattering deal for a contract. You've got Ray Rice, who will probably become the face of the Ravens if it's not Joe Flacco or Terrell Suggs.
Right.
Now, let's not take away from them. Yes, they are world champions. They'll still have Michael Orr, Haloti Ngata, and these kind of guys still
Torrey
there.
Torrey
Smith is still there. Exactly. So the talent is obviously there, but you got the big names that are gone. But you take the AFC East and the Patriots and who they've picked up. The
right.
Jets have Geno Smith. The Dolphins are doing a monstrous job of bringing in Mike Wallace
right.
and all the work they're putting in. And the Bills have signed E.J. Manuel to a five-year contract. So just in the AFC East, you have contenders.
Right.
Whether you want to say the Jets are contenders or not, you got to be realistic about it.
They got
Geno talent. Smith is going to put in work.
They have talent on the Jets.
And so in my book, I'm gonna take the Patriots this next year in the
Patriots?
AFC. In the AFC, yeah.
You know, the Patriots, they might do some good, but you know, I'm really feeling this Denver team. You know, just the talent and the experience and that combination of both that they have on their team. The Broncos are. They're going to be unstoppable.
Okay, I'd like to say that.
And you know the Patriots, they might do some good. They still have Brady. They still have people to throw to, but they lost Welker, and Welker went to Denver to Peyton Manning.
There you go. I mean, I'm interested.
You know, and I'm interested in seeing how that relationship
and it
expands.
And that's what we're here for. That's exactly what we're here for. I'm looking forward to seeing the Patriots and the Broncos, you know, if not the Ravens, go at it in the AFC Championship game. So that I pay
money for that.
Oh yeah, we'll go to that game.
we'll be there.
And out of the NFC, before we got to get out of here, I'm gonna go ahead and just take the Saints. I'm gonna be blunt with it.
Just the Saints. Just straight
because
out of there.
Sean Payton is back. Drew Brees is still there. Done deal. That's all I'm saying on the NFC. I don't see another contender. In the NFC.
I got one.
Who?
San Francisco.
What will they do?
They got, well, since they lost the Super Bowl, they obviously have a chip on their shoulder.
Uh-huh.
They obviously have that feeling, okay, we lost. Let's work even harder. Let's get back there next year. Let's win it. They acquired Anquan Boldin. They have Patrick Willis, who is amazing. All this talent that they've acquired, that they got from free agency, from the draft, you know, whatever. And, of course, Kaepernick.
And Kaepernick is a whole show on his own.
Kaepernick.
We can talk Kaepernick for
We could have started talking about Kaepernick in the beginning of the show and still be talking about him.
Oh, easily.
And but, you know, the 49ers easily will win the NFC West division.
Oh, yeah. There's no doubt about that.
Obviously, there'll be some sort of competition between them and the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
However, the 49ers show more physicality, more athleticism, more talent, more experience, more strength, more speed.
And the NFC is obviously the tougher
division. I mean, NFC itself.
You also have the Redskins with RG3 and his two new weapons.
But the 49ers, I'd like to see the 49ers and the Redskins in the NFC in the NFC championship game.
However, how about the Skins and the Saints?
How about the Rams and the Vikings?
Let's just throw our names down.
Let's just put whatever we want there.
But in all reality, people, this football season is going to be great. This football season is going to be one for the ages, and that's our time for this week. But before we get out of here, think about this as you drive to work on Monday. When you feel like quitting, think about why you started. Signing off for Ira Hale, this is Sheldon. We'll see you next week here on Voice America Sports, Planet Gridiron.
Bye-bye, y'all.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.